Hello and welcome to the Pop Council Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. And starting out today, I'm gonna fill you in on the behind the scenes. I moved my computer, my Mac Mini, to my dining room table, which is not in a dining room. I am around a whole lot of things that can make a whole lot of noise. So hopefully I don't make a lot of noise. For instance, the chair I'm sitting in is like a cheaper version of like a DX Racer, but like not even close. But I thought it looked more comfortable, and it had better, like, it looked like it had better padding on the arms. So I got it, and it's really noisy. Like, there's like a footrest, and like it's got metal, little metal, I don't know. It's got metal stuff, and it makes a lot of noise. And then it's very fake leathery. So hopefully I don't move around a lot of that. And then I've got this noise. Those are blinds. And then I've got a cabinet full of games. That's that noise. Hopefully none of that happens. Here's the table. You know, so a lot of that. And I did check if I stay very silent. You can hear my stomach growling. Not because I'm hungry, but because I just drank a bunch of water and it's making its way down town. Okay, to start this up, this episode is going to be about a video game I've been playing recently with my wife, and that game is called Overcooked. And I know it's not a new game. In fact, none of my episodes are about new games. It's not really the point. But I didn't really know what I was going to talk about today, so I was like, fuck it. I'll just talk about Overcooked. There's already a sequel out. And, you know, I have a PS4 and a Switch. So I'm always kind of looking for co-op games to play with my wife, because she plays games. You know, I've mentioned that before. And it's just, you know, it's hard to find a good co-op game that something, like, I'll play any game for a little while. I'll play it for an hour, whatever. But then I'm just like, I'll play that again. So it's hard for me to find a good game that we'll both like. Now, I, over the last holiday and, like, you know, Christmas sales and Black Friday sales, I saw Overcooked on sale for, like, nothing. Like, dollar, like, a couple bucks. And, like, all the DLC, everything together, like, total it was, like, 15 bucks probably. And I didn't get it because, honestly, looking at that game, it seems like, just too stressful for me. Like, you gotta cook this shit in the amount of time. I don't want all that stress. I don't want to stress out. But I had always thought about getting the game. I was like, maybe, I don't know. But I've always heard good things about it, and then came the dilemma of, I decided, okay, I'm probably going to get the game. What system am I gonna get it on? Switch or PS4? Now, here is the problem. Here was the dilemma. Let me move this microphone. Here's the dilemma. I've gone through so many DualShock 4s, and just, I've mentioned it in previous episodes. Just the dumbest shit happens. Like, oh, the stick, you know, the stick isn't working quite right. It works, but not, it doesn't also. Like, if you would notice, you'd be like, this is off, this is broken. Or the R2 button isn't working, or whatever button's not working. Actually, I don't think you need R2 in Overcooked, so I could probably use that controller. But anyway, I was like, I don't know if I want to fuck around with that. And then the Switch, right, is I have two sets of Joy-Cons, a Pro Controller, and the 8-bit Do SN30 Pro. So, like, plenty of options to play. I mean, I could, it's six controllers or, you know, four controllers or whatever. And the battery life is always amazing on those controllers. Like, every one of those controllers, the battery life is insane. I've been using my 8-bit Do SN30 Pro, dude, I don't know, for like 2 or 3 weeks playing. And I don't use it that, I'm only playing it usually for Tetris 99. But I still haven't charged it. It works perfect. Excuse me. That's water. That's not a beer. It's not drinky time. So, you know, thought about it. I was like, honestly, the Switch is probably the best option. But then I thought, I don't know, I could get trophies. Got trophies aboard. Thought about that. And the deciding factor, well, actually, fuck, no, there's another deciding factor. So I have one perfectly working controller. Man, this chair is fucking... Fucking hear that. Those are the armrests. Oh, Jesus. So I have one perfectly working controller. I bought new because my controllers were all fucked up and I was trying to play God of War. And I was like, ugh. So I just... I bought a new one. Then... my father-in-law orders a new DualShock 4 controller. And... he accidentally orders 3 instead of 1. Wanted to buy 1, ordered 3. Which is actually a common occurrence. And he asked, he's like, you want it? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do. I do want it. Because I'm always having fucking problems and I can, you know, have this backup. Oh, and I have the Spider-Man DualShock, but I don't want to play with that because it's pretty and... limited, and so I don't want to use it because I have so many issues. I don't want to break it. Sorry about that. So I have this new see-through DualShock. What do they call that? I can't remember what the name is. I mean, it's, I think it's just called the Crystal DualShock, but let me look. Transparent, that's probably the word I'm actually looking for. Transparent DualShock. Probably hear that pretty well. What do they call that? Crystal clear DualShock, whatever. It's whatever. And I'm typically not a fan of those, but I actually like this one quite a bit. Well, first of all, it's free, so I'm not gonna, you know, not gonna not. But the texture on this controller is oddly more comfortable. It's not as smooth. It's more soft. Like, honestly, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just softer and it's really comfortable. So I'm like, okay, well, I have two brand new DualShocks that work, and Overcooked just happened to be on sale on the PSN for like $5. I was like, I'm going to get the standard edition without any of the DLC in case I don't like the game. Spend a couple bucks, play it, you know, whatever. So I'm like, I know what system I'm getting it on. It's PS4. Bought it on PS4. And I pop open the Crystal Clear DualShock controller. And you got to be fucking kidding me. The thing does broken. It's broken. It's not broken, but it's... if you're a hardcore gamer such as myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But if you, you know, I mean, you can tell something is not right with this controller as soon as you start playing with it. Like, I'm running with the characters with the left analog stick, and at a certain point, it sticks. It gets caught. Like, it's getting caught. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then some of the other buttons weren't right. Like, they didn't feel right. Something was not, just not right. I don't know how to describe it. And I was like, okay. And I was testing the other controllers. I was like rotating the sticks. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's supposed to feel like. And this is not right. It was like grinding against the plastic. So, Jesus, I fucking grab a screwdriver. I unscrew the damn case. And every one of my DualShock 4 controllers is a different revision. They're all put together differently. Stuff's screws are in different spots, different builds. Springs are different. This is there. That ribbon cable's over here. Like, what the fuck? And you would think by this revision, they would be not all fucked up, but apparently not. So, I don't have a solution for this. I took the stick out. I was messing around with it. I didn't see any plastic pieces. Nothing looks messed up. The only thing I could possibly say that was wrong with it was that the screws were too tight. The screw that puts the board actually to the plastic. So, I loosened it a tad. And I loosened all the other ones just by like a half a turn. Like, not even. And it seemed to help. Now, the controller works. All the buttons work. The stick does not get caught anymore, but it still feels like not normal. But it's fine. Like, once you start playing, you don't really think about it. But believe me, I was not happy when I was getting to playing that. And I was like, ooh, you fucking kidding me? But now onto the fucking game, Overcooked. It's regular standard edition, the first one. There is two, and they're coming out with DLC, I think, for the second one soon. So my wife has always wanted, like, every time I would, like, say something about this game, or she would see something about this game, she would be like, I want to play that. And my wife plays a lot of games for a little while, but doesn't really, like, she's playing Rayman Legends the other day, and she likes the game. She really likes it. But, like, she doesn't play games where, like, when I come home, I'm like, I gotta play. Like, right now, if I wasn't recording this, I'd be playing Bloodborne. And that's a separate topic. That's a whole separate episode. But, she comes home, that's not, like, something, like, a priority. And if she just happens to be like, oh, I guess I'll just play this or whatever. So that's why when she's like, oh, I want to play this, I'm always like, all right, well, it's, you know, do you? Or, I mean, you're free to fucking buy it. I don't care. But do you want me to buy it and then have you play it for 20 minutes and then never play it again? Which is honestly what I do with some games. So I don't know why I'm even complaining. I'm not even complaining. I don't care that she does that. I'm just saying when she says she wants something, I'm like, you know, we'll see. Like, if you really want it, then we'll get it. And so I buy it and we're playing it. And yeah, she fucking loves this game. And I, early on playing these levels, I was like, this is fun playing with her. This is all fun. You keep going, and there's 3 stars per level. You have to get a certain amount of points or money, whatever the amount of orders you do. And so you just have to grab the food item, cut the food item, cook the food item, put it on a plate, serve it, and keep doing it. And you keep getting orders, and you gotta do it faster, faster. And then each level is just constantly obstacles, like ridiculous obstacles. Like, you're on 2 moving trucks, and you have to, they're moving, so you can't run back and forth all the time. You have to plan everything out. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And we play this, and once we get to a certain difficulty, like, once we got to one of these levels, I was like, I'm fucking done. I can't do this anymore. And I don't mean forever. I just mean like I'm done playing today. I'm going to sleep. And I do that probably every time we play. I'm the one that quits. Because at a certain point, I don't want to do the same one over and over again. And we get to that point. But she never wants to stop. She'd play this shit all day if I would. And she play. Here's the other thing. It's like laughable to try and play this game by yourself. You can. But you have to control two characters. So you have to go run around with one character, do the chopping and the cooking and the thing, and then switch control of the other character. And you have to use two characters because some of the levels are split. Like, and you would literally have to like segment the cooking areas so that whatever. It's like stupid to play by yourself. I don't know why you would, but that's the thing. She does when I'm like, I can't do this shit anymore, or I don't want to. Like, she'll be like, do you want to play? And she doesn't say, do you want to play? She says, do you want to cook? And most of the time when she says, I go, fuck no, I don't want to cook. Like, I just want to eat something quick. I don't want to do all the cooking. She's like, no, I want to play the game. I'm like, oh, fuck. So basically what I'm saying is we're probably going to get the rest of the DLC and the second game. Now, I don't know what system I'm going to get on, because I think the Switch would be more interesting. And then I got friends who have the Switch, and maybe they get it, maybe we play it online. I don't even know if it's an online game. I haven't really looked into that. Probably is. You know what? I'm going to have to Google that, because that seems stupid to say. It's probably online. Overcooked online multiplayer. Yeah, that's what it says. The thing about playing with my wife every night is that, you know, we will hit that point, that level where it's just so hard, or it's just not working. Like, you've probably all experienced that, where you get to a boss or something and you're like, you play it over and over again, and then eventually you just have to walk away and come back. Well, that happens to us, where we'll play it, and again, I'm the one that goes, I'm too frustrated, I will have to do this later. Or so you, at a certain point, you'll need a certain amount of stars to unlock the next set of levels, or the next level. And so there's 3 stars per level. And so you can, when you're first starting out, you can get 1 star, 2 stars, 1 stars, 3 stars. And but then at a certain point, when you need them, you're going to have to go back and play them and get the 3 stars. It's actually kind of how Drive Club worked. It's how a bunch of games work, actually. But so, you know, once we hit that point where it's like the super hard level, or we hit the point where it's like we have to unlock, we need more stars. Like, we'll go back to the past levels. And now, you know, something that seemed hard before, now it's like, what? It's so easy now. And communication is key. You will be possibly screaming at each other. It's good marriage counseling. You can play this game without talking and just going about your business, but it's not. You can't, like... That's not the point. Like, I don't know why you would do that. Like, you're grabbing things and like, oh, I'm going to grab this, or I'm going to do the dish. You have to do the dishes too. That's a fucking pain in the ass, because you have to put the shit on a plate. And if you don't have a plate to put the shit on, you can't put the shit on the thing, and you can't get the money. You can't get the star. Can't progress. So yeah, doing the dishes. You just got to be like, I'm cooking this, or I need this. And especially when the levels get segmented, and you literally need the other person to get you the thing that you need, and you have to get the thing that they need. You literally have to press a button to open a door so they can walk through the thing. It is like super massive co-op. And it's fun. And I like the game. We have not beaten it yet. And we will probably get the DLC, I'd imagine. Like I said, if my friends get it on the Switch, because I told my friend about it, I was like, you should get this, your wife would play with you. You know, you'll be screaming at each other in no time, waking the baby up. But when you, if they did that, then possibly, because then we could play a four-player game. That would be nice. If not, I don't know. I'll probably get on PlayStation again just because trophies. Oh, I forgot to mention, both players who are logged in earn trophies. You both earn trophies. It's awesome. That's the way every game should be, every co-op game. If I do something with my wife, I pop the trophy, she pops the trophy, we high five, you know, and that's our life. I think every game should do that. That'd be amazing. That's why we usually play on my profile for those games, because I actually care about trophies and she doesn't. And that's fucking my chair probably making noise. Get out of here. Overcooked, yeah. So, I did see some stuff about 2. And that's kind of nice when you buy a game and you end up liking it a lot, and there's already a sequel, and there's already DLC. So sometimes it pays to be, late to the party. But, you know, so that's Overcooked. My wife's probably going to want to play it tonight. And it's kind of hard sometimes if she gets home late, and it's like, you want to play? I'm like, fuck, man, it's late. So, I don't know. It's funny how much I do like the game, and I like it playing with her, obviously. I would never even fathom playing this game by myself. Like I said, she plays this game by herself. She mentioned the other day, she's like, I love cooking games. I'm like, what? And she mentioned some other cooking game. She's like, oh yeah, and Cooking Mama and this. I'm like, what? So I guess that's her thing. Yeah, I think it's a good, my favorite games are the single player story driven, typically Sony first party games, but I still like playing tons of other types of games, and I'm glad this one is something that we can play together. The last game I loved playing with my wife, well, first of all, we played Tetris Ultimate together, and that's kind of fun. And some picture game on Switch. But the last game I really, really... No, there was 2 games. But they were all both on the PS3. They were Critter Crunch, which is like a... Dude, I don't even know what to fucking call that game. Things are coming off the vine. You got to eat them and spit them up and do combos and break the combos. And when the shit hits the ground, you lose. So, one of those. And that's a 2-player game. And that was really fun. And then The Cave, which was a multiplayer game puzzle. You know, you needed this person to do that, and you do that, and you got to work together to get through the levels. We had a lot of fun with that, too, and there was a lot of replay value in that. So I am always looking for multiplayer games to play with her that, you know, that I won't just not like, because there's plenty of couch co-op games that I have that were from... PS Plus that were free, and I just don't like a lot of them. Actually, one that I forgot to mention was on the PS4, and it was Sports Friends. There's a couple of Sports Friends is like a collection of 4 little weird games, like I think it's Bari Bari Ball and Johann Sebastian Joust. Sports Friends. Those were Johann Sebastian Joust and Bari Ball. Those are just fun games. So, and it was free on PS Plus. So, hey, if you happen to redeem that game, go ahead and try that out. The other ones, I think, use the Move and... Oh, you know what? I lied to you. The game that I was that we liked was Barabari Ball and Super Pole Riders. Super Pole Riders is like a weird. I don't know. Look them up. They're fun. Especially if you get them for free or, you know, quote unquote free. But yeah, co-op gaming is alive and well. And if you've not played it and you're looking for something to play with, you know, your significant other, that's one to check out. That's really all I got this week. It's not a very long episode, but hey, time is important. So, all right. Thanks for listening. If you want to reach out to me and, you know, let me know of other cool co-op games that maybe don't, that I won't hate or that I won't get bored of. Find me on Twitter. It's at PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.